Saudi Arabia is the setting, and you might even say a character, in a new novel by the Saudi author Yusuf al-Mohammayed. The book is called Wolves of the Crescent Moon. Its main characters are outcasts. Each is missing a part of his body and a part of his life, and each seems to be of no concern to the larger society. Al-Mohammayed's novel has been published in the United States, but it was banned in Saudi Arabia. Al-Mohammayed says he knew it would be.
If you want to publish inside Riyadh, you give the Ministry of Culture the manuscript. The censor should read page by page and stamp every page.
They have to give the seal of approval, the government seal of approval, on every page of a draft manuscript.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
No. I mean, we have the taboo in Arab world. You shouldn't write about political and religion and sex.
And you write about all of those.
Yeah. So with this novel, immediately send it to my publisher in Lebanon.
In Lebanon.
It's impossible to publish inside Riyadh.
So then what does it mean to you to have invested so much of your own interest in this book and then have it banned in Saudi Arabia? I mean, I guess you knew it would be banned, but the fact that your fellow Saudi Arabians can't read it, what does that mean to you?
To be honest, something different in my country in maybe 3 years ago, because sometimes you can't publish your book inside Saudi Arabia, but you can distribute inside Saudi Arabia. So there is many things changed in our society. Many of novels allow to be in the bookstores inside Riyadh.
That it's opening up now.
Yeah.
It's freer than it was before, even 3 years ago.
I agree with this point. You know, I think our society is change, but slowly. I mean, maybe we need many years to change something in our society. But I don't worry about that, because before I come here, I read something about USA, I mean about the censorship in USA, about an American poet, Allen Ginsberg.
Allen Ginsberg, sure.
Yeah, he has a wonderful poem that's called Howl.
Howl, sure, yeah.
And I read he was suffering of censorship in maybe 1951.
Yeah, this was the early 50s, right. So, he was from part of the Beat Generation.
So this has happened anywhere, not just in Saudi Arabia. But so I maybe feel there's many things will change in my country. But maybe we have something like that now in this year. We have a beat generation.
In Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, maybe, I'm not sure. Because there are many of novels now. Just in 1 year, there is more than 50 novels in my country. Because
more than 50?
50, yeah, wow. 50 novels. So all them try to write about sex and about everything they don't like. Okay, maybe they haven't a good technique of the novel, but I think maybe in the future they will learn.
But clearly you're kind of excited by what's going on there. If the writing you're saying is not necessarily that good, that the technique is not necessarily good, although it could get better, what is it that inspires you then?
You know, we maybe in the past, many of writers worry about censorship. So everyone have inside a censor. Now, I think this generation, I mean the new generation in Saudi Arabia, many of them, they haven't any censors inside them.
So maybe even though this particular book, Wolves of the Crescent Moon, is banned in Saudi Arabia, sounds like for you this is still a good time to be a writer there.
Yeah, I think so, because, you know, we have many magic tales in our society. It's really different about any stories in the world. I remember one of my friend, he was a Lebanese poet. He told me, if you stay in the restaurant in Riyadh and just see the people and just write, you will make a good novel. But I disagree with him, but he mean you have many stories. It's really incredible. So I think maybe I need two lives to write about those characters.
That's Saudi novelist Yusuf al-Mohammayid. His new novel is called Wolves of the Crescent Moon. It was banned in Saudi Arabia but has been published in English in the United States.